This came about basically 7 or 8 years ago when I found out that my father was Jewish, and I had no idea about that. So that was, and I started to investigate about the background of my father, and I became fascinated by the story, and then I decided to make a movie about it.
How much of your father's past did you know about? I mean, 'cause he was very involved in the Czech resistance throughout World War II. I mean, how much of that did you know about?
I knew a lot of details about the assassination of Heydrich and this kind of things, but I did not know the motivations of my father. I did not know why he left Czechoslovakia. I mean, he never made it clear. So I knew a lot of details, but I did not know the motivation. And because I did not know the motivation, the story was basically just like reading a textbook with no emotion. And then when I found out that my father was Jewish, then I started becoming emotionally involved with his actions during World War II.
What was it like to discover that you were Jewish and a large portion of your family died in the Holocaust? Is that correct?
Well, on my father's side, yes.
How was that? Because you came to this information late in life. I mean, what was it like to discover that and just find out that you had this huge thing in your family's past that you had never known about?
When I discovered that I was Jewish, it was first something very funny. Because I didn't think very deeply about it. And it was kind of funny because I was raised in the Middle East, in Iran, where Jewish people were not very respected. The contradiction of being Jewish and then having all my childhood basically raised as an anti-Jew, that became a funny contradiction. I never had any racial or ethnic discrimination in my feeling. However, there was that contradiction. And I first called my mother, who was still alive at that time, and I started laughing. And I told her, "Did you know that I'm a Jew?" You know, and she had no idea about that.
Your family's name wasn't even Bodon, was it?
My grandfather, Miksha Weinberger, changed his last name from Weinberger to Bodon in 1892, and actually it was only in 1919 that the government of Czechoslovakia recognized the change of name. So actually my father was also named Weinberger.
Do you have any idea why he wanted to change the name to Bodon?
Yeah, there was a lot. When my grandfather changed his name in 1892, he was about 20 years old, a little bit older. And at the time, in that area of Hungary, because it was part of the Austria-Hungarian Empire, there was what was called the pogroms, and there was discrimination against Jews. And the Jews could not go to medical school, and he wanted to go to medical school, and eventually he went to vet school. So by changing his name and changing his religion will be the best bet for him to get accepted to medical school. So I think that was the reason.
Did finding out all this stuff about your father, did it change the way you saw him? Did it make things begin to make sense about your father? I mean, how did it change the way you saw your father?
When I found out, and it, you know, it's just not finding out one day, it's finding out over the years, and also talking to my sister, I found out that I have much more respect for my father. I understand my father much more better now than I understood it during his life. There's a sense of pride that he did something important during history, and not to share it with us is perfectly okay, because people in Eastern Europe suffered so much from the Holocaust and they were not convinced that it will happen again. They had to hide it. That's the way I see it. So,
in the film, in the portions of the movie where it directly concerns your father, you narrate. And then in the more historical overview of the Czech resistance and how it moves from Czechoslovakia to Poland to France and eventually a base in England, it comes on another male voice narrating. Why did you decide to divide the movie up that way?
I decided to have the movie done in two different style, like it is done very often in novels. In novels, you have very often paragraphs in italic, on the paragraph in normal printing system. So I decided to have my voiceover as somewhat of an italic method to separate the objective feeling from the subjective one.
There are so many things in this movie that I hadn't been aware of about the Czech fight against the Nazis. The fact that they fought longer than virtually anyone else in World War II. I think that a lot of times we learn about the Nazis moving into Czechoslovakia, and that's kind of the end of what we hear about Czechoslovakia in World War II until after it ends and it's, you know, part of the Eastern Bloc. Why do you think that the part that the Czech resistance plan, I mean, they assassinated the third most powerful Nazi commander. I mean, why do you think that has been overlooked so much?
I think the assassination of Heydrich and the role of the Czech resistance during World War II have been overlooked is basically for two reasons. The first reason is that very shortly after World War II, the Soviet Union took over Czechoslovakia. And the Soviets were mostly interested in promoting themselves rather than promoting the satellite country. And a lot of information about the assassination of Heydrich and other resistance movements in World War II came about in the late 80s and early 90s. And at the time when that information came out, people who had fought in World War II, that was 50 years away, so the meaning have been lost. The second reason why the assassination of Heydrich was somewhat ignored, forgotten, is simply because the repercussion imposed by the Nazi were so high. There were over 1,000 persons killed a day until they found the person who killed Heydrich. So from the assassination of Heydrich, the country of Czechoslovakia suffered a lot, and the Jewish population suffered a lot because the repercussions were very high.
I was going to say, to the first point of the reasoning, the French resistance gets, you know, trumped up a lot and talked about a lot and celebrated. Do you think that now, as you know, Czechoslovakia is two separate countries now, but as the countries kind of move into this new millennium, that this is eventually going to be something that's going to be celebrated more by the people there? Or do you think that just the legacy of what happened afterward, the awful destruction, I can't remember the name of the town that was virtually annihilated, yeah. Do you think that's still going to taint that?
I think the Czech as a nation, the Czech people, the Czechoslovakian or whatever, as a nation have very, very few events that put them on the map of history in the past century. The action of the Czech Brigade was probably one of their strongest historical event, and which was a success. My film is going to be shown on television on the network. That movie will be shown in an effort to teach the young people about their history. There is a pride there about the Czechoslovak Brigade, in a sense. There is monuments to the people who sacrificed themselves. There is also in the city of Lidice, there is beautiful statues, and people go there on visit. There is a few Holocaust museums, one very, very known one in Terezin. So there is a sense of pride which is emerging since the Soviet left in 1990. However, the heroes of those missions just got proper recognition only in 1990, not before that.